This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's the real deal. I'm Doug Steffen. I am a real deal. And I expect that those of you who are listening intently know this is a real deal. And you're here because you're the real deal as well. You want to know what's going on. And some of you have been listening to me so long that you actually think I know what I'm talking about. Or I have an interesting perspective on reality, and that's what this hour is all about in detail. So let's get at some good news, first of all. This is, I don't really start this hour often with good news. Many of the other hours of programming that I do, I am very interested in focusing just on the good things. This, and so in this hour, because it's supposedly more more reality-based, so somebody told me once, this is, for those of you who think all Muslims are bad, as of yesterday, a crowdfunding campaign which had been started by some Muslim activists in the Midwest, raising over $75,000 in an effort to help repair that vandalized Jewish cemetery. You've all seen, you've all heard about that cemetery near St. Louis. Muslim Americans stand in solidarity with the Jewish American community to condemn this horrific act of desecration against the cemetery. That's what the crowdfunding campaign's website says, spearheaded by Muslim American activist Linda Sarsour and Tarek El Masadi. They also wrote, quote, "We extend our deepest condolences to all those who have been affected and to the Jewish community at large," quote, end quote. So has anybody been able to poke holes in that yet? I'm sure there's somebody out there who wants to take a shot at these Muslims for whatever reason, mostly because of sheer stupidity or just because they are angry or just because they're ignorant, or a little of all of that, I suppose. So just to sort of put it in perspective, this is a result of a couple of hundred headstones getting kicked over. I mean, I can't imagine there's anybody, Kara, who hasn't seen some picture, or has been everywhere, because the news media's had a field day with it. Is it the worst thing that's happened in America in the last week? No. But is it something that sort of predicates a thinking, or is it a lot of skinheads around, a lot of people who are ignorant, who still think that they like Hitler and the Nazis, and that think that Jews are less than human. There are those people who think that.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not the worst thing that's happened, but I think it's representative of a bigger ideology.
It's reprehensive, right.
Yeah.
So, anyway, these fundraisers for the Muslims, it's called Unite to Repair the Jewish Cemetery Campaign. They launched the campaign in an effort to send a message from the Jewish community and the Muslim community and to condemn hate, desecration, and violence. Good. Campaign said the proceeds would go directly to the cemetery, and any additional funds left over after the cost of the restoration would be used to assist other vandalized cemeteries and any centers, any Jewish centers across the country that have had this kind of a problem. And there have been problems. There have been. Because, again, we live in a society that underscores freedom. That's freedom to think, freedom to speak, freedom to act. And that doesn't mean that everybody who's going to act is going to act responsibly or intelligently. It just isn't the case. Because there are some people who just aren't intelligent and don't act responsibly. I look at some of the, you can take that apart any way you want to. Look at some of the completely irresponsible things that have been done by those who are supposedly Trump supporters. The people who have done, and there are some in this crowd who think that there are Trump supporters involved because Trump stands for hatred, so they think. So they blame this on Trump's. Well, there may be some people who did this who voted for Trump and think that he's the greatest thing since Hitler. I don't happen to be one of those. I don't happen to be one who thinks that at all. I think there are some very interesting ideas that are coming out of him and his administration. Do I think they're all good? No, I don't think they're all good. I think the fact that Scott Pruitt has become the chief of the Environmental Protection Agency is anathema to those of us who earn part of our living or all of our living by being on the farm. I've said that before, and I will say it again. I did not support. There are three or four people who are in positions of power now who have gone through the process and actually been confirmed that I think have no business being there. One of them is the Secretary of Agriculture. But this guy, Pruitt, is another one. So as he gave his first speech after having been approved as the head of the EPA, he tried to reassure employees that he's open to listening, and so we listen to see if we're open to what he has to say.
I believe that we as an agency and we as a nation can be both pro-energy and jobs and pro-environment, that we don't have to choose between the two.
New Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt seemed to try to reassure employees in his first speech at the agency Tuesday.
You can't lead unless you listen. I seek to listen, learn, and lead with you to address these issues that we face as a nation.
Pruitt was previously Oklahoma's Attorney General. In that capacity, he sued the EPA on multiple occasions. Pruitt's nomination drew criticism from Democrats and environmental activists due to his doubts about climate change. The EPA works to educate the public.
Making a few changes around your home and yard can cut carbon emissions.
And sets regulations aimed at reducing the contribution to climate change. Pruitt also used his speech to lay out some principles he said he hopes the agency follows.
Process matters, and we should respect that and focus upon that and try to avoid, not try to avoid, but do avoid abuses that occur sometimes. We need to be open and transparent and objective in how we do rulemaking and make sure that we follow the letter of the law as we do so.
His address came the same day the Oklahoma Attorney General's office said it abided by a court order to hand over thousands of emails between Pruitt and fossil fuel companies.
So, you can't lead unless you listen. Good. Now, this may be a case, I underscore, maybe a case of me jumping the gun because I don't like his connections. I'm not worried about the oil business. I don't like his connection to Monsanto and to that ilk. I just don't want somebody like that in a position. So now that he's there, let's give him a chance and see. My feeling is, and I may have said this before, but I'll say it again, that Trump's leadership style is to bring people in, and in this case, he's giving Pence a lot of room, because most everything that I know or feel or sense about Donald Trump is that he's fairly liberal New York Republican thinker, not unlike Hillary Clinton, actually, in a lot of ways. So, but he's given the sign to Pence because Pence and the followers who are from the right to get him elected, he thinks deserve a chance to run things. So let's let them run things for a while and see if they mess up. And if they do, then you ask for a change. They can't do anything that horrible. Some people think they can, but I can't think they'll do that. And in the cases of Pruitt, I think that there are so many things at the EPA that are just plain wrong, stupid, unwarranted, unnecessary, overly burdensome on people like me who are farmers or other people in other businesses. So in that circumstance, I'd like to see him cut the regulations in half at the EPA. Is he the right guy to do it? Well, now that he's there, somebody judged that he was, so let's give him a chance and see what happened. I was interested in this Oklahoma judge who gave Pruitt until next week to release about 3,000 emails requested by the Center for Media and Democracy, which is one of those watchdog groups. 27 of the emails part of a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigation that revealed that Pruitt presented fracking legislation drafted by Devon Energy. And so there's ties to that. And so the Democrats asked him to turn over the emails as part of the confirmation. He said no, asked the senators to file their own public records request. So they did, and they have. And so we'll see what boils up out of it. Is he the best the best choice that could have been put in there? No, there are a lot of people who are sort of anti-EPA who have clean records. He doesn't. So he starts with not necessarily a chip on his shoulder, but certainly a chit against him, and there'll be a lot of the environmentalists will be gunning for him. So not literally, but you know what I mean. So let's see where it all floats. 17 past the hour. This is Good Day. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural, no harmful chemicals, no synthetics, and they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Marketing your small business includes making sure your brand comes across as professional and able to compete with bigger companies. That means presenting a high-quality, polished image. If you haven't updated your logo in years, give it a makeover. And definitely record a clear and upbeat phone greeting to give customers a great first impression of your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
For fast, powerful, and portable ratcheting without a power cord or air hose, pick up the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt Max Access Auto Ratchet. The ratchet head delivers up to 420 inch-pounds of torque at 225 RPMs, enough power to turn just about any stubborn fastener quickly. The pass-through design eliminates the need for deep sockets and lets you tighten and loosen long bolts fast, even in tighter workspaces. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
All right, so let's dig around here. The idea that Harrison Ford could lose his pilot's license. Remember last week he landed at Orange County, which is south of Long Beach, and it's near actually Newport Beach, and he landed on the wrong one way, flying over the top of an American Airlines 737, and he asked the FAA, as he was on the squawker, back to the tower, and was I supposed to fly over that plane? And they said, no. So all we can envision is Han Solo flying around on the, what was the name of the Millennium Falcon, as he flew around in Star Wars. That was pretty dangerous stuff. However, no, don't do that. So there are people at the FAA who are suggesting that he could potentially lose his license, or at least have it suspended for a while. 100 passengers on the plane saw him fly over and wondered, what? Didn't know it was him, though, until after they got off the plane. 21 after the hour here, and good day.
Being self-aware Alliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
The tax man and the devil share the same address.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria, and our focus on music in this hour starts with Eric Church, who is trying to invalidate 25,000 tickets he thinks have been bought and are being resold on secondary markets as to his concerts. I didn't know this guy was that popular, Jennifer. He's got a big tour.
He's a really big, high-level artist now.
Is he? So there's 63 dates scheduled for this year, and it starts on Thursday at Bankers Life Arena, Indianapolis. They have 25,000 tickets to fans that allegedly have been bought by scalpers. How would they know that? That a particular ticket was, or were they all bought by scalpers? I think that's the problem with a lot of these.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing, though. They have interns and people literally going through ticket record by ticket record to find out if one card that was registered in New Jersey was buying a bunch of shows in California. Then they figure, okay, that's obviously not a fan. That's someone who's just buying them up and going to resell them. It's a huge process, and I give Eric Church and his people so much credit for getting up to 25,000 tickets back to the actual fans.
That's a huge deal.
Well, there's a whole industry. StubHub is basically a scalp operation. And they look at StubHub, all the advertising downtown in L.A. for StubHub, Jennifer. I don't know. Don't they have their name on a building?
StubHub sure does.
Yeah. And yet they're basically recyclers. Yeah. And they had profits last year, $279 million, scalping tickets. That's something just plain wrong.
And the weird thing is StubHub's biggest chunk of their income, it comes from Major League Baseball tickets. So it's not even concert tickets.
Yeah, sporting events, that's right.
So here's the thing that I would, there's got to be somebody out there who's smarter. There's somebody to figure out the software for Uber. There's got to be somebody who can figure out a software program where these things can be detected and prevented.
Eric Church's people they have proprietary software right now that they're working with to flag these sales. But, it's nice to see an artist doing this for the fans.
Yeah, I think this is very good. Maybe they all do it after a while. Okay, so that's good news for those of us who want to go see Adele and can't pay $1,400 to buy it.
Well, that's just it. It makes it so out of the reach of anybody.
Right.
All right, next up, Jennifer, Brandi Carlile celebrating the 10th anniversary of her T-Bone Burnett debut, 2007's The Story. The celebration has an all-star tribute album titled Cover Stories. Brandi Carlile celebrates 10 years of The Story, which is an album to benefit war children, due out in May, featuring newly recorded versions of 14 songs from her debut that are performed by Adele and Pearl Jam and Margot Price and the Indigo Girls, Dolly Parton, Kris Kristofferson even on this. And former President Obama wrote the foreword for the collection. All the proceeds will go to War Child UK, which advocates for children affected by war, and there are lots of them. And you look around the Middle East. Oof. So the album is available for pre-order now on iTunes if you'd like to go there. A number of one-of-a-kind collaborations, including Chris Stapleton, whom you like, Jennifer.
And I do. He's
playing.
He's relatively new, but one of those Grammy winners.
Yep. Miranda Lambert adding backing vocals to Anderson East Josephine. Brandi says, since becoming a mother, the reality of a child's beautiful life being torn apart by war felt like too big of a problem for me, so she's addressing it in this album. She asked her heroes and friends to launch this giant project to help the refugee crisis, and I guess most of it would be Middle Eastern, wouldn't you think? The focus on all the homeless kids in the Middle East, I would have thought. So good for her. And more attention again to another problem that musicians are wrapping themselves around, and that's nothing but good. 28 past the hour here with DJB. Let's talk about blood flow for a moment. We all know that healthy circulation is critical, especially as you get older. There's a way to support healthy blood flow, and that's by getting enough dietary nitrates into your body to convert it into nitric oxide. Super Beets, the most convenient way to get these dietary nitrates. One scoop in water or a smoothie, and you're all set. This is the secret to helping support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super Beets works three times faster to give you results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. It's all about blood flow. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy and stamina that it gives me within 20 minutes, and I'd like you to feel it too. Call 800-655-4183 and get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. It comes in regular or black cherry, plus a free book called Beat the Odds, plus free shipping. 800-655-4183, or you can go to DougLikesBeets.com. That's DougLikesBeets.com.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor. Are you looking for an opportunity to buy a franchise, one that you can really wrap your arms around? Crunch Fitness is really a great opportunity for you. Now, here's a fitness company that's about $10 a month to join, so even if you just want to join, it's a great deal. You want to check it out because I have been personally watching this company grow like crazy. Visit them online at crunchfranchise.com and be in business for yourself, but not by yourself, and have fun doing it.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding?
Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money,
or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Here we are taking it to the streets, 34 after the hour. It's Thursday, the 23rd of February. A week from today, we'll be into a new month. Working our way through 2017, all that stuff is something that you know, so what can I tell you that you don't know? Well, sort of in league with the good news, I started the last half hour with a story about that GoFundMe page that has netted about $75,000 for this group trying to bestill those who are anti-Semitic and stupid. And so this could be from the good news department, or maybe the story of our life expectancy. Those of you who want to live longer and prosper, as some have done, will be interested in this study that came out yesterday, finding that in 35 of the most industrialized countries in the world, lifespans are increasing and will increase exponentially in the next 13, 14 years. The days of women living longer than men could be coming to an end, as we hear in this overview of the study.
People around the world could soon start living longer. A study found in 35 industrial countries, life expectancy should increase by the year 2030. Researchers looked at two life points, birth and age 65. The ages help specify when life expectancy is increasing due to improved mother and child health versus improved health in adults. Generally speaking, women have longer average lifespans than men, but this new research suggests that gap could be closing. According to the study, males in all 35 countries have an 85% chance of increased longevity. Women have a 65% chance. The study says of all populations, one in particular will do better than others. Women in South Korea. There's a half chance women there will start living past 90 years old by 2030.
All right. So the average in America, as you know, is 79. Well, you may not know. It's 79.8 years. It's crept up a little in the because women are living a little longer in our country, at least at the moment. But as suggested there, the way women are working and the way women are living puts them on an even par now these days, especially when it comes to heart disease, heart attacks, that kind of stuff. So this predictability here, United States, Japan, Sweden, and some of the places in the old Eastern Bloc, like Macedonia and Serbia, which is part of the old Yugoslavia, will see the smallest increases in longevity because they've already had big increases. And so populations where there is more and better health care than there used to be, notice I said health care. I didn't say health insurance. I said availability of health care. And that's something that gets lost sometimes in these discussions. So that's part of, I suppose that's good news for those of us who are alive. But the people who are coming down the pipe, we have 7 billion plus people on the planet now. We can't feed them. We can't clothe them. We can't house them. And with wars that continue, we continue to chip away at the youngest, because the people who go to war and get killed are the youngest people in terms of adults, not children necessarily. It depends where you are, because there are some kids in the Middle East that are 10, 12, 14 years old are out there shooting and getting killed. So the good part for those of us who are alive is that if we like life, we'll stick around longer. For those who haven't been born yet, not so good, especially when you look at the next 100 years where we could see conceivably another 4 or 5 billion people on the planet that it can't take care of. So what happens then? And that's what nobody talks about. Nobody analyzes. Nobody wants to deal with the boogeyman of information that would lead you to believe that something's got to happen. And Mother Nature will course correct what's going on because Mother Nature always does. The Earth will survive. Will we survive? Doubtful. And I say that in the most loving way because I'm not a... I'm not even a pragmatist. I'm not a theoretician who takes dire information and tries to spread it around and everybody go, ooh, I'm afraid of that. But the reality is there isn't enough food and there isn't enough land. Now you can say, well, look at the western part of our country. I'm not talking about our country. Look at Canada. Look at a lot of places around the world where people don't want to live. But try to convince somebody in California that they can handle another 10 million people in California. And the same could be said, I suppose, for South Florida or wherever the weather is warm. They say that for Mexico City. Good God. What a horror show. Or Tokyo or any one of these huge cities that are closer to the warm weather. They cannot take any more people or many more people. So what's going to be the outcome of all of this? Thinking about life expectancy, the people who work on that, that's their job. Help you live longer. But it isn't their job to think about what the consequences are of people living longer or more people being born. That's probably the more important. The distinction here is that we're not prepared. We haven't got a clue. So expect some horrible plague to take place that kills a couple of billion people, maybe more, and then things will clean up. That's really dire, Doug. That's awful. No, it's reality. All right, speaking of reality, teachers in Des Moines, hello Des Moines, using special accommodations to help the immigrants and refugee students who are coming in there. This is Des Moines, Iowa, I'm talking about. Des Moines, Iowa, yes, in the Farm Belt. There are programs in the Des Moines public schools that teach youngsters who come to school in Des Moines or who deal with the reality of having students in the Des Moines public schools speak 100 different languages. I will repeat that for those of you in Des Moines. There are children in school. There are 100 different languages being spoken by children
who are coming to the Des Moines public school system. And the system is teaching them all how to speak English. They're trying to learn English. Many of the students come from violent countries, Honduras, El Salvador, places like that. Teachers are taking numerous steps to accommodate their cultures while introducing them to our language. One wonders if the blockage of illegals coming in here will change all of that. But Des Moines is dealing with the reality of what they have now. One of the teachers at a middle school in the intensive English language department, her name is Jalea Bueso, has said, when the students first come, if we know that their culture is the only one, that's the boys and girls have been together, then we make sure we seat them near the same gender students. So they have to accommodate cultural differences where girls are together and boys are together, in addition to all of the trying to get them to speak the language. I think that's nonsensical, but anyway. The teachers pay special attention to the program so that none of the immigrants are offended. I'm not sure what that means. Passing things out with your right hand and not just your left is important because in some cultures the left hand is like a dirty hand. Huh? They're in America. I mean, I think this is nice to teach them how to speak English, but why are we... I don't get that.
Yeah, some of the accommodation makes sense just because if I feel like if you're in an environment where you're comfortable, then it makes it easier to learn. But it gets to a certain extent with the whole right hand, left hand thing, where it's a little too much.
Yeah. All right, now speaking about immigration and stuff, Amnesty International is after not only Trump, but Obama as well and other leaders around the world. Their Secretary General said it doesn't make any difference whether it's the guy that runs America or Hungary or Turkey or Egypt or the Philippines. More and more politicians calling themselves anti-establishment are wielding an agenda that makes scapegoats out of entire groups of people. And the report starts out criticizing former President Obama for his reliance on drone strikes, mass surveillance, and failure to close Guantanamo Bay. And these people are always off to the left, kind of from Kookieville in some people's minds. But there are also other things that are legit here. There is a lot of xenophobia. There's a lot of homophobia. There's a lot of racism in our country and in the world because politicians use that to divide and conquer. Hate and fear divides and conquers. This report from Amnesty International also says politicians are using global security threats to single out certain groups of people. They say refugees face big problems in Europe, especially. Dozens of governments have violated international law by sending refugees back to countries linked to human rights violations. You know what? It's the real world, though, and those people don't necessarily all work well in the real world. Speaking of that, and some of the distaste I have for misinformation, as much as people love to take shots at the presidential workings of Donald Trump, and some of his family, Ivanka, most notably, have suffered because of her last name. The business about Nordstrom's and the information that you got, kind of hateful information from a lot of news sources about her line being dropped at Nordstrom's and the problem she's having and people not wanting to have, you know, people that went into the store and complained, that kind of stuff. Well, those of you who are supporters of her will be happy to know that her brand is doing very well elsewhere. Sales of over $100 million last year, which is up $30 million from the year before. Just thought you'd like to know, for those of you who worry. She can take care of herself, I think. And we all know what the agenda is and the retailers who are dropping products. In some circumstances, yeah, they do change because they only have so much floor space. But you can still raise an eyebrow at how it all happened at once, it seemed, with Ivanka's line. And mull it over if you like. That's what we're here to do, help you mull things over at 45 past the hour. This is Good Day.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stand. think.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
You won't stink.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Cozy Shack tapioca pudding is made with simple ingredients like milk, eggs, and sugar. It's so absurdly delicious, it's causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. So to make sure we don't run out, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding out of the refrigerator. Stick a spoon in it. Some of the big round tapioca things in there. Wipe your face with a napkin.
Please remain calm. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack tapioca pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to- use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need, like paper, ink and toner, the latest tech.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
Well, right now get a Dell laptop for just $299.99. That's $200 off.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. Like a Dell laptop with i3 core processor for just $299.99.
Bell on SKU 2148359, ends 2/25/17.
For those of you who have short attention spans, you'll be interested to know that the world is full of folks just like you, including the millennials who go through the drive-in window. So McDonald's has done a study of who is the most likely person to go drive around the building, order something, get it, and take it out. And according to their research, it's millennials. And in order to encourage millennials to use the kiosks and their services more, they're cutting the prices of their drinks at McDonald's because they have slumping sales. They want to make it more. The all-day breakfast thing apparently has helped them. But they're going to offer $1 sodas and $2 McCafe specialty drinks to compete with some of their other folks offering the same thing, but to get more people in and out fast. That's interesting. 10 before the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Oscar weekend, and there are lots of Oscar viewing parties. Are you going to have one? It's kind of like the Super Bowl, in a manner of speaking. People come over to your house, or you go to somebody else's house, and you have a viewing party. Does it start with a red carpet show? And then there are other things that go on. Well, if you're looking for a way to come up with some great ideas for party dishes and cooking and that sort of thing, I've invited Kelsey Nixon to spend some time here. She is a TV personality, an author. Better yet, a good cook, because she's a wife and a mom. So let's go to your show, Kelsey's Essentials on Cooking. It is on the Cooking Channel. You are focused, I'm betting, this week on navigating around through what's available for people to eat and cook and enjoy. So where do we start here, Kelsey?
Well, thank you for having me, and I have had so much fun planning my own Academy Awards party this weekend, and when I think about hosting people for a viewing party like this, my mind immediately goes to hors d'oeuvres or appetizers, and the perfect canvas for a delicious appetizer is a cracker, and I particularly love Dare crackers. They seem to offer a cracker for everyone, and they're made with great ingredients, so that's always my base, and the first place I want to go is a savory bite, and there was never more of an excuse to put steak on a cracker than the Academy Awards. It's a really nice, fancy approach, and I am working with some flavors here where I'm going to make a cilantro lime aioli, so a little mayonnaise, a little lime juice and zest with some fresh cilantro in there, and on top of that, I'm going to put my grilled flank steak that has been seared and sliced thinly, and then finally, to finish this off just beautifully, I'm going to pickle some onions and jalapenos. So I got a little bit of sweet, a little bit of heat, and that's actually something you can do at home. It's very simple. You simmer all the ingredients together, some red wine vinegar, fresh lime juice, a little sugar and salt, pour that over the onions, and you have a really cool condiment to top your cracker bite off with. So savory's the first place, and I just love that. It's really delicious, it's hearty, and a short sure to impress your guests.
All right. So we have things that are hors d'oeuvres, and that's yes. quick and grazing. I call it grazing. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty about other things that will be fan favorites this weekend. What sort of substantive things are many people – do people spend most of the time grazing, or do they actually want to have a sit-down meal to celebrate the occasion?
That's a great question, and look, I love putting on a big meal and pulling out the china and doing a beautiful presentation, but I think for viewing parties, whether it be the Super Bowl or the Academy Awards, sometimes grazing is the best way to go. That way your guests can be up and down watching the show, you can be discussing who's on the best and worst dress list. So I really like doing a heavily appetizer menu for things like this, and what's great is you can go savory, like we talked about with the steak, or you can also go sweet. One of the recipes I'm planning to do this weekend that is super delicious is I'm using a cabaret cracker, which has a nice, rich, buttery flavor, and I'm going to spread a cinnamon sugar mascarpone or cream cheese on top of that, so I've sweetened it up just a bit, and then a fresh fruit salsa of mango, Honeycrisp apples, pomegranate seeds, pears, and a little lemon juice, and just to brighten that up. That goes on top, and it is so beautiful. It really is one of these recipes where it looks as good as it tastes. And so this is an example of something sweet that you can do. It's like a dessert in a bite. And when you're having appetizers or hors d'oeuvres, the best part is you can keep going back for more and you got no guilt, because you can have two or three of these babies that really are delicious.
Well, believe me, there are enough people around, they'll try to make you feel guilty one way or another, but don't bother. Yeah, there's a term you use that I've heard a lot lately, and I think I didn't grow up in England, but I spent a lot of time in England, and the term savory has been used a lot, and I hear it a lot lately when it applies to certain foods. And I know this is a new term over here. What does it mean when you're using the category or the adjective savory? To what does that apply? Why are you using that?
That's a great question. I would say savory is the counterbalance to sweet. So as opposed to having dessert on a cracker, you're going to have your meal on a cracker. So when you think of savory, you're thinking of richer, warmer flavors, lots of proteins. But at the same time, I'm doing another cracker recipe this weekend on a gluten-free cracker with some flax, and I'm doing savory, but it doesn't necessarily have any protein. So I'm using some fresh mozzarella cheese, and I'm making a tomato basil relish to go on top. It's nice to have a good balance when you're entertaining.
Thank you for sharing your experiences and your ideas and your recipes. It's a very good weekend for lots of fun and lots of good eating. Kelsey Nixon, thank you for being here.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a teen today at marchforbabies.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.